We're down. All right, we're going to do two more storytellers tonight and then close with some songs, starting with this gentleman who is an audio engineer who has worked with Rich on some tracks, including one that you heard, you know, about 20 minutes ago. Please welcome Joel Gutman.
So before I was an audio engineer, I was trying very hard to be a professional drummer and just play in bands. And I'm born and raised in Miami, Florida, so I've never really experienced winter my whole life. And my very first tour was 2010, I was 20, and we decided to take winter break off from college and go on a tour up the East Coast to New York and back. We don't really prepare for winter, and I think the only advice we were really given was to get snow tires, and we didn't do that either. So we all brought a bunch of hoodies, none of us really had any experience. My mom gave me some snow boots, because she's from New York, and I think it was kind of funny to her that we didn't prepare at all, and she only gave me shoes. She didn't have anything else to keep me warm. So we get to Jacksonville for the first show, and it really starts getting cold, and we have no idea what to do. So we start layering our hoodies and wearing two pairs of pants, and the only one in the band who just doesn't seem to care is my friend Justin. He's the singer. And Justin is, he's a peculiar guy. He's like 6'4". At the time, he weighed about 90 pounds, and he kind of looked like a really androgynous version of like Freddie Mercury. That's what people used to tell him. So we get to play the first show, and everything goes okay. The guy who's traveling with us, this guy Ruben, gets a completely swollen mouth from the cold and from shotgunning too many beers in a row. And the next morning, his tongue is completely swollen. So we're driving up, and we do two or three more nights. We hit Virginia, and it snows. So all of our shoes get wet. We're all completely soaking wet now, freezing. And we stay at our friend's grandma's house, and it's a really nice night. She dries all of our stuff. We're good to go. And she sends us off and tells us to get some jackets before the next night, and we don't listen again. So we get to D.C., and it's our first night off. And we start walking around sightseeing a little bit. We get to the Washington Monument. It's probably 8 or 9. And now that it's dark, it gets really, really cold. And everyone is wearing multiple layers of everything except Justin. And he's wearing a thin pair of Chelsea boots that he was really proud he just bought for the tour. And very, very thin dress socks. And as soon as we get to the Washington Monument, he starts complaining about his feet. So we just keep moving. We go keep walking along. We get to the White House, and he can't feel his feet. And now he's in pain. And the only thing we can think of is the extra snow boots in the car. So me and him break off from the group, and this is 2010, so no one really had a smartphone. We didn't have GPS like that. We had printed MapQuest for the whole tour. So we're walking through the city, and DC, if you've ever been there, it's all letter streets, but they're not in order. So now, by the time we realize, we're 20 minutes into the walk, and Justin's in screaming pain, and we don't know where we are, and it's 10 p.m. on a Monday night, so no one is around. So I put Justin on my back. Now I got this like 6'4" dude on my back, and we're walking through the city, and no one will even approach us now when we try to ask for directions because we just look crazy. And we walked for about 20 to 30 blocks until we finally found the van. And we get to the van, and we take his shoes off, and his big toes are purple, like dark purple. And we're kind of freaking out. We don't know what to do. And we change his shoes, and he warms up, and I was kind of in a cold sweat for walking 20 blocks with him on my back. So we change, we call our friends, and we tell them that we're back at the car, try to find us. We wait about 20 minutes, and they get there. And as soon as they get there, they look at Justin's toes, and our first thought is like, well, we should go to the hospital. And then our second thought is, fuck that, we're just going to keep going on tour. So we drive to the next city, we get to Philadelphia. Everything is fine, his feet warm up again, and the whole tour ends super smooth, except when we hit New York, and we got one day to get back to Florida. So we finish a show in New York, it's about 1 a.m., We were pretty drunk, but we immediately get in the car, smoke a bowl, and start the drive one night home back to Florida. We get to Florida and everything's okay, and funnily enough, like 4 years later, we ended up moving to New York and Justin lost a toe in a work accident.
Oh, oh no.
That's the end of the story.
Joel Gutman, everybody. Thank you, Joel. It was like Justin was fated to lose that toe, and it was going to get him one way or the other. Oh, my gosh. I went on tour earlier this summer with this podcast, and I've talked about this before, but when I left, my friend Jando, who's in the Nerdalogs, was like, oh, you know, it can snow even in May in Northern California. I'm like, fuck you, no, it can't. Well, it didn't, but it did snow in Montana, and I drove through the Rocky Mountains in freezing rain, and the roads were closed about 45 minutes after I passed through them because it was too dangerous to drive on them. That was real fun. I'm glad I had my dog with me to like hold on to as I was taking mountain passes behind trucks at 35 miles an hour.